This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States called on North Korea Friday to act on its promise to give up its nuclear weapons and said the world, including China and Russia, must continue to enforce sanctions until it does so. Speaking at the United Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said all members of the UN Security Council need to keep sanctions in place for them to work.
When sanctions are not enforced, the prospects for the successful denuclearization of North Korea are diminished.
U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that there had been 89 violations of oil sanctions in the first 5 months of this year. She said the United States had photographic evidence of ship-to-ship transfers. Haley complained that China and Russia had blocked a U.S. move this week to halt all additional shipments of refined petroleum products to North Korea. China is the North's closest ally. Authorities in Missouri say 17 people are dead after high waves capsized a so-called duck boat with 31 people aboard it Thursday night. As AP's Rita Foley reports, a woman who watched the tour boat sink in Branson, Missouri, is talking about the deadly incident.
It's really sad that I knew some of those people weren't going to get to go home.
Jenny Carr says she saw the tour boat rocking and knew something bad was about to happen.
There wasn't nothing you could do. The crew did a really good job of trying to get everybody out that they could get out.
She shot the video of the boat sinking. It played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Duck boats are based on a World War II design and were used to transport personnel and supplies over both land and sea. The six-wheeled amphibious drive trucks were first made in the United States in the 1940s. On Wall Street, all three major indices finished Friday lower. This is VOA News.